This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. When and how this economy starts working again is pretty much the question of the day. And to that point, there is something of a political, well, let's call it spitting contest, shall we? Becoming clear in a nutshell, who is going to decide? The president or the governors of the states? Setting aside for the moment the fact that the president can't reopen what he didn't close, governors on both coasts, where the outbreaks have been the worst, have decided today they are done talking about it. The governors of Washington, Oregon, and California, and in a separate announcement, the governors of six states in the Northeast say they've got plans to reopen. They're going to roll them out this week, and that they will be guided, those plans will, by science and health policy experts. Slow, I think, is the buzzword on this. Shut down, though large parts of this economy might be, there are essential industries, as we all know, among them grocery stores, for which we are all grateful. And if you've been to the grocery store lately, and we remind you here that you should only go if you have to, you've seen some empty shelves. Still, rice and pasta, yes, also toilet paper. People have been stocking up. But as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, these shortages aren't just about people panic buying. Think supply chain, gang.
Before COVID-19, when we went to the supermarket, we were used to seeing shelves jam-packed. Jim Luke at Lansing Community College calls that an inventory illusion.
The reality is that stuff is flying off the shelf. It's an extremely efficient, tightly controlled or run supply chain.
He says when we're talking about toilet paper, the problem is that so many of us have been told to stay home.
What's called the retail product, which is what we use in our home, is a very different product than what is typically used in what's called the away-from-home market. Businesses, corporations, factories, hospitals.
Commercial TP often comes in bigger rolls that wouldn't easily fit in a home bathroom. It starts with a different kind of wood pulp, it's packaged differently, and it's delivered through a separate transportation network. Which means companies can't just turn on a dime and start producing more retail product. Sunil Chopra teaches management at Northwestern University.
All you need is, in a supply chain like this, one short-term shock that happens for 2 or 3 days, and it takes a long time for the supply chain to work its way back to a stage where everything is back to normal.
These supply chain complications aren't just affecting the toilet paper aisle in your grocery store, though. Shelley Miller teaches sustainability at the University of Michigan. She says food companies have to adjust to the new reality, too. They're selling a whole lot less product to restaurants these days.
Under normal circumstances, we spend about half of our food dollars eating outside of the home. Over the past few weeks, we've transitioned drastically to consuming most of our food inside the house, and that's actually put a lot of strain on supply chain.
Meat suppliers, for instance, sell in bulk to restaurants, but to single families in grocery stores.
So unless there's a way to change the wholesale supply chain, there's just going to be a mismatch there until the supply chain is able to keep up and catch up with the change in demand.
She says it is getting a little bit easier to get your hands on foods that were in short supply just a few weeks ago because manufacturers have shifted things around. As for toilet paper, it's hard to know when supplies will normalize, but consulting firm NC Solutions says demand has softened since the middle of last month, which could make it a little bit easier to pick up a couple of rolls next time you're at the store. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.